11 to 13 year olds. The Maquila Foundation Girls Summer Camp is based around five core elements. So there's fun, faith, fashion, Irish, and well-being. So in every individual county, we take in 80 camp heads, and there'll be 28 volunteers in each camp. And based around those different core elements, we organise activities and different sort of activities and class groups that the girls partake in throughout the week. So the classes are kind of split evenly over those elements. So in the fun, you can get up to anything like cupcake building, Zumba dancing. In Irish, you're kind of learning about the Irish language, Irish culture and faith. It's kind of about a grounding in the foundation of faith. What is it? How to get to know God? And in well-being, you know, for 11 to 13-year-olds, it's very important that people know how to interact with each other and how to treat other people. So there really is just a massive array of different things throughout the week that the girls be getting up to.
Well, and these five elements that you're talking about, they were very close to Michaela's heart as well.
Well, yeah, they were, but not just that. They're very important to the Maquila Foundation as a whole. So the people that are involved in it right at the very start, and also the large volunteer base. Like, we'll have close to 500 volunteers this year in the camps alone, and those five core elements we think are an expression of our volunteers' interest. So it's much more now, and we're really glad to be able to provide a platform and an outlet for people to be able to, I suppose, partake in activities that they're interested in, that they're passionate about. So it's a win-win for the volunteers and the foundation and the camp heads as a whole.
Because that 11 to 13 year bracket, that's a really important formative
It really is, you know. I mean, we didn't just pick 11 to 13 for any reason. I mean, usually somebody is at that age, for a young girl, they could either be coming out of primary, going into secondary, or, you know, they're coming into, you know, maybe just starting their third year exams. You know, around that, it can be a difficult age for people. There's a lot of changes going on in their lives, and I suppose they're meeting new people going into these bigger schools. And I suppose in the summer, if they were able to have a week to go to one of our camps, we kind of feel we can really inspire them to kind of realise, you know, how beautiful and how wonderful they are, highlight their skills, allow them to meet new people, to grasp new concepts. And we find that the effect that it has on their confidence and their overall well-being is enormous. We're constantly being inundated with letters and emails from parents, and they're just delighted with what we're able to do with our kids, which is just a massive payoff for us.
I love it whenever you see kids coming together of that age who've never met each other before, and it's that sort of, yeah, they eye each other up first, and then they start getting into, you know, oh, that person could be my friend, and they just, something just clicks in with them.
That's it. I mean, the first day you do, you kind of see them as young lambs coming in, you know, and but, you know, after we do very good icebreakers in the first day, and it's all kind of fun. Anything that we do in the camp is all fun related. I mean, that is the underlying theme. And, you know, you just start to see them mixed into different groups. And by the second, third day, they're just absolutely loving it. And I think that's when the magic really comes into it. And they really, really do enjoy it. And then we can kind of finish off on the last day. We'll have a lovely mass in the morning. We'll have a massive tea party and a closing celebration in the evening where all the parents and all come in. So it really leaves them going off on a high, and they really can't wait. I mean, for some girls, this will be their third camp, the ones that are lucky enough to fall in that age bracket, and they really just can't wait to get at it for the summer.
And I do remember seeing you on the TV in amongst it all, and to see a big man like yourself getting involved in cupcake design and rose bath bomb making, John.
It's not the norm that I would be up to, but, you know, I suppose, you know, for especially the male volunteers, you do kind of find yourself just losing yourself in the ethos of the camp, you know, and sure, why not, you know, get involved in these activities, you know. I mean, you're there, you're expressing yourself, and if everyone around you is having fun, then it's just contagious and you want to get into it. So I'll more than likely be dressed up doing something silly this summer again, Pamela.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. But it's also spread out. It's not just the camps, because there's now the student blog as well, and they all through the Maquila Foundation Scholars.
That's, I mean, we're growing year on year, and we're able to add a fantastic full-time operations manager this year in Una Kelly. And because it's grown that much, we really need to get more resources on board. But we're doing our student award schemes. This year, we've provided 6 third-level education students with a £1,000 bursary, and they were able to kind of detail their experience, their journey in first-year university through a blog. But we also do different workshops and retreats through different schools. We've also had 2 shopping centre partnerships where we're able to go into the shopping centres and to kind of empty outlets and take on workshops there. And it really allows us to, I suppose, to get into these different communities and to showcase what the foundation is about. We're very, very passionate about youth wellbeing and, I suppose, being able to get access to kids, you know, throughout the year, as opposed to just in the summer months, allows us to develop, you know, as a foundation, and allows us to, I suppose, showcase, you know, how we think we can help them.
Well, John, we wish you every success with it, and I, for one, cannot wait to see you possibly dressed. I think I'm putting the request in for a female Irish dancing outfit for you, please, for this year.
Well, I can do that, no problem, Pamela. You know, if you'd like to come down to one of the camps, we'd like to have you there at any of them. We'll be doing them all in Ulster, and we're doing them in the south as well. So thanks very much for that.
Well, we really, really appreciate you coming on today, John, and I'm sure the launch is going really well, and have a great time over the summer.
Thank you very much, Pamela.
Thanks very much indeed, John.
Good night.
John McAreevy there talking about the Michaela summer camps, which are going to be taking place this year. They're being launched today.